Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry. Last time, we looked at his genealogy. In Luke's gospel, it's placed right before his temptation in the wilderness, which we'll look at this morning. The reason this is so important is because Luke traced Jesus all the way back to Adam, the son of God. Only Adam was the sinful son of God. When he was tempted by Satan, he sinned. Luke wants us to be thinking about this as we read of Jesus' temptation. The Holy Spirit leads Jesus into the wilderness solely for this purpose. And after going 40 days without food, Satan tempts Jesus in three ways. 1. To turn stones into bread since he's hungry. 2. To worship Satan in return for authority over the kingdoms of the earth. And 3. To jump from the top of the temple to prove his divinity. There's so much to unpack in this passage, and I can't do so now. So if you'd like to understand this more clearly, come see me and grab coffee sometime. This morning, I'll just point out three things. 1. Jesus' temptation shows us how Jesus could be tempted like we are without being tempted by evil. People often wonder, if God can't be tempted by evil, then how could Jesus be tempted? Well, this is the perfect example. Each time, Satan tempted Jesus to do something for a reason. And those reasons were to satisfy his hunger, to have authority, and to glorify himself by revealing his true identity. None of these in themselves are inherently evil. Jesus could have done any one of these things without sinning. The key is that Jesus would have been submitting to Satan's will and not God's will. So Jesus was tempted with things he actually has a desire for, but he didn't act on them because it would have involved disobeying God and worshiping Satan. Number 2, Jesus' temptation shows us how Jesus was tempted in every way that we are without being tempted by evil. You might say, well then how was Jesus tempted as we are if he wasn't tempted with evil? 1 John 2:16 gives a brief threefold summary description of temptations that we face, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life. Well, it's been pointed out before that these actually fit like a glove over Jesus' temptations. Jesus' hunger would correspond to the desires of the flesh. Looking out at the kingdoms of the earth would correspond to the desires of the eyes. And the miraculous saving of life to display his glory would correspond to the pride of life. So even though Jesus didn't face every single specific temptation we face, we can say that he was tempted in all the ways that we are. Number 3, Jesus' temptation shows us that Jesus has defeated sin. Jesus is different than Adam. Adam sinned, but Jesus did not. He's the perfect Son of God. Only God himself could accomplish such a feat, so he came down and did it for us on our behalf. And those who trust Jesus through faith and repentance have forgiveness of sins. But not only that, in Jesus' temptation, he left us with a tool to fight temptation after we turned to him in faith. The Word of God. Each time Satan tempted him, he responded with Scripture. The way to overcome sin in the life of a believer is by the living, abiding Word of God. If you do not know Jesus this morning, he has power over sin, so trust him to save you from it today. And if you do know Jesus, follow his example. Fight temptation to sin by studying and memorizing God's Word, just like Jesus, the sinless Son of God.